Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Good evening, everyone. So happy to be here with you so far this evening. We're going to be talking about two different things on the show tonight. First part of At Home with Victoria, we are going to be talking about sickle cell disease, a disease that affects thousands and thousands of Americans each year. There are two very special young ladies, Natasha and Stacy, who are going to join us that are going to talk about that, because these ladies actually have a very cool event that's going to be coming up that they're going to tell you about, and that we are hoping that you can support them and sort of get behind them with this cause of sickle cell disease and helping so many people in this country fight it. Something that was interesting about this topic when I first just kind of started telling everybody that we were going to be dealing with this topic tonight, there was a tremendous amount of feedback, so I know that this is obviously a topic that is dear to many of you, because a lot of you said kudos to At Home with Victoria for talking about this topic. In fact, this is our second time talking about sickle cell disease, and we're going to continue to get the word out to you and continue to talk about that. The second part of the show, your favorite entertainment co-host and producer, Michael Kay, is going to be on the air with me tonight. Michael is fresh off of his trip from Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Michael had the opportunity to interview the one and only fabulous singer and songwriter Shelly Rand. So Michael's going to give us the scoop. Besides Shelly having what I think is the most beautiful hair in the world, Mike is going to tell us all about that event and how it went. And also, I know he's done some interviews, so we're looking forward to hearing to what Michael Kay has to say. And then a little bit later on, Mike is going to join us. And many of you may know Mike because Mike is actually the promotions director for Drew Stevens. Drew has been on At Home with Victoria before, as well as Mike, his promotions manager. So what's interesting is that Shelly and Drew had the opportunity to perform together in Carroll County. So Mike is going to tell us a little bit about how that went. So we've got a lot that we're going to talk about. So I do want to go ahead and get this conversation started. But again, first we're going to focus on the topic of sickle cell disease. And joining me to talk about that is Natasha Williams. And also Stacy Ann Johnson are joining us tonight to talk about that. Natasha and Stacy, thanks so much for being here, ladies.
Oh, thank you, Victoria, for having us. Yes,
so,
thank you.
So as I mentioned even before we got on the air, to say there was so many people that emailed me and that wrote on my wall that said, hey, Victoria, kudos that you're doing something about sickle cell disease. So I guess to some degree it surprised me, but it didn't surprise me that, Natasha, there's so many people that are really hungry for this show as well as the information.
Yeah, absolutely. Victoria, you know, there's like well over a million individuals in the world that are impacted by sickle cell disease. In the United States alone, there's anywhere from 70 to 90,000 individuals living with the illness. It's one of the most common genetic disorders, but not many people know about it, or you're not hearing much about it. It's been around for over 100 years. So you have individuals, families that are living with it day in and day out, and they truly are hungry to get the word out there, get others talking about it, and bring forth awareness.
And I know you, of course, have your own personal story about sickle cell, because it certainly affects you directly in your family with your son. So tell us, first of all, how is he doing?
Right now, my son is doing wonderfully. And when I say that, I always say knock on wood, because it is a day-by-day situation. And sometimes it can be moment by moment. He can be fine, you know, this moment, and within the next hour be at a friend's house, and you get a call and he's in a crisis. So I truly do take it moment by moment, and I'm thankful for each moment that he is doing wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for asking. And as I said, right now he's doing wonderful, and he's actually in Florida visiting his grandmother vacationing.
And I know grandmothers certainly love their grandkids. My niece and nephew have been visiting me, and they have the opportunity in D.C. to visit my grandmother. I mean, my mom, their grandmother. And isn't there such a special relationship with grandparents and their grandkids? It's just such a wonderful relationship that they have.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I am a moot point at this point in time as it relates to my relationship with my mother. My son comes first and foremost.
I think for most of the for most of the grandparents out there, I certainly do believe that that you are speaking the truth. And I don't want you all to forget that that we are focusing on sickle cell disease tonight, and that's the reason why these two lovely young ladies are here, because they have a event that is coming up. But I, of course, as a journalist, did a little bit of research myself on sickle cell, and I do know that it is a disorder of the blood that that affects the red blood cells. But, you know, again, something that I think, I know I've heard it before, Stacey and Natasha, but it always blows my mind, again, when you mention those numbers, that there's still that many people in this country that deal with that disease. And I want to say it was about 6 or 7 months ago when I did another show on sickle cell, and I remember during that conversation we were talking about how we focus so much on breast cancer, how we focus so much on heart disease, and we focus so much on so many other diseases that we as Americans deal with. And I personally said that sometimes I feel like sickle cell kind of gets pushed to the back burner. So whenever I can do a show on it, and whenever I hear of people like yourself that's out there getting that information out, I'm always so excited about that. But do you think that, I mean, I know a lot of people know that sickle cell is a problem, but do you think that it's not talked about enough, or we just kind of sort of forget about it, Natasha?
There's multiple layers as it relates to that question, Victoria. First off, just to chime in on something that you said a little earlier, September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and many individuals don't know that. Even the individuals within the healthcare profession are unaware of the fact that September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month. However, just about everybody out there knows that October is Breast Cancer Awareness. So I just wanted to put that out there. To go back to your question, one of the reasons why I feel that it's not well known, or individuals are still lacking that knowledge, is because there is somewhat of a stigma as it relates to sickle cell disease. So those that are impacted with it tend to be silent, and we have to break that silence. We have to speak about it. Years ago, there was a misconception because very little was known about it, that individuals living with sickle cell disease, when they came to the hospitals, they were just seeking drugs. There wasn't really anything wrong with them, and that is such a myth. Just because you don't see an open, gaping wound does not mean that a person is not having pain. Pain is secondary. There's a reason why somebody's having pain, and that means that there's either injury or damage. So when individuals walk into an ER, for example, and they're in excruciating pain, but you don't see a wound, or you don't know why they would be in that pain, they fail to realize that you're not always going to see that outward presentation, and damage is happening internally to their body.
Yeah.
I'm also a registered nurse, and I've worked in the ER for many years, and I would have individuals come in, and, you know, I would always have to be that advocate for the patient, because it was a smaller community hospital, and they were just unaware of the illness as a whole, and what is truly taking place as it relates to those individuals.
And especially, like you said, what's actually taking place inside the body. And it's interesting that you say that, because not only sickle cell disease, but there are so many other diseases that Americans face. And on the outward, you may not be able to look at this person and say, hey, I'm sick, I'm not feeling well. I mean, they may look fine, and they may have a smile on their face, or, you know, in the case of children, they may still try to go about their day and be normal and play like all kids do and go to school. But on the inside, they're feeling really bad.
Correct, correct. And pain is just one of the symptoms as it relates to sickle cell. Sickle cell disease is a chronic, life-threatening illness. So these individuals, when we say chronic, it's long-term. They're living with this. And life-threatening means it can take their life. You have sickle cell patients that are prone to strokes. Also, sickle cell disease is a broad category. It's a broad umbrella, if you will, for different variances to sickle cell anemia. So you can have sickle cell disease SC, sickle cell disease SS, beta thalassemia. There's several different variances of sickle cell disease that's out there. Mm-hmm. And also the way I react to sickle cell or the severity of my sickle cell disease may be different from the person sitting next to me. So it truly is the individual person and how their body reacts to it.
And you know, you are so very right about that. And one point that I really wanted to make sure that I got across tonight, and that was as a result of literally Stacy and Natasha, six people privately emailing me saying to me, Victoria, when you guys have this conversation tonight on At Home with Victoria and you're talking about sickle cell, can you please talk about the sickle cell trait? So I, of course, did a little bit of research and got some information from the Department of Health and Human Services. But I just wanted to take this quick second, if you ladies don't mind, and our listeners, just to read this to you. And it says, the inheritance of just one sickle gene is called sickle cell trait or the carrier state. Sickle cell trait does not cause sickle cell anemia. Persons the sickle cell trait usually do not have many symptoms of disease and have normal hospitalization rates and life expectancies. Sickle cell trait is present in some 2 million blacks, African Americans in the United States, 8% of the U.S. Black population at birth. So when two carriers of the sickle cell trait mate, their offspring have a 1 in 4 chance of having sickle cell anemia, and in some parts of Africa, 1 in 5 persons is a carrier for sickle cell trait. So I just really wanted to make sure that I read that paragraph because that right there, what I just read, sort of seemed to be kind of a sticking point with a lot of the people that emailed me. So that was just important for me to get that out there. But
can I chime in on that, Victoria?
Sure, go right ahead. Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Knowing your status is so important. And there's approximately 3 million people in the United States that have the sickle cell trait, and many of them are unaware of the fact that they have the trait, that they're walking around and that they're a carrier for sickle cell disease. And I have heard over and over again individuals not finding out until they're pregnant, as it relates to females at least, until they're pregnant. And then at that point in time, the doctor's saying, well, we need to test your mate to find out if your mate is a carrier, to find out if there's a chance that you will have a child, as you said, a 25% chance that you will have a child with sickle cell disease. So one of the things I urge individuals to do is if you don't know your status, find out your status. Because another very important point that you made as you read off those statements was that individuals with the sickle cell trait usually don't have crises. That means that they can have a crisis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that they cannot have a crisis. And I believe last year there was a young gentleman, as it relates to football, he was doing the, you know, preseason gear up, and he was out in the sun, and you know, several factors involved, but the conclusion was that he had the sickle cell trait, or he was a carrier for sickle cell disease, unbeknownst to him and his parents, and it turned into a fatality. He ended up being hospitalized, and unfortunately, I believe he passed away related to complications from sickle cell trait.
Well, and you know, it is very, very interesting, too, because I do know, and you probably know this better than I do, but isn't there some type of test that's out there now where we can actually be tested to see if we're carrying that?
Absolutely. It's a basic blood test. You can go to your primary physician and ask that you be tested for the sickle cell trait. You can do this on your regular, you know, visit. Or you know, if you don't know your status, I would urge individuals to go and schedule an appointment and tell their doctor that they would like to know what their status is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. And I remember that was very much a part of the conversation that I had the first time that I did the show on sickle cell, that it was so important that I can't remember the young lady name, but she was one of the executive directors with one of the sickle cell programs around in the U.S., I think here on the East Coast. But her point was that there's no reason why in America today that you should not be tested, because that test is available, so that's going to empower you and it's going to give you more information. But switching subjects just a little bit, Stacey, we haven't forgotten about you in the conversation. You guys want to talk a little bit about this event that you're having to help raise money?
Yeah, so, Victoria, yes, this is Stacey. We have Natasha and I and a couple of other team members have recently formed an organization called Sickle Cell Youth Networking Connect, SYNC Now. And the organization is launching. It's launching, and we are planning our first fundraiser fashion show, which will be on August 11th, and August 11th at the Coral House in Baldwin, Nassau County. And the goal of the event is one, of course, to raise funds for the organization, but to most importantly, begin to create that awareness so that the community, our community, and as well as the communities in throughout New York, and we're hoping to take our organization national.
Mm-hmm. Now just mention to me again the area, because you know, at Home with Victoria, we're a national show, so we do have listeners in New York. We've got listeners all over the East Coast, the West Coast, and California. So exactly what area in New York? Because I suspect a lot of times on my show, although people, listeners, and supporters may not live in that area where you're living and be able to physically be at the event, a lot of times some people, you know, may want to just send in a monetary donation, or just may want to send a letter or any type of donation to help out. So what area of New York will this event take place?
Hi, Victoria. It's Natasha. The event is taking place in Baldwin, New York. That's in Long Island. And for individuals that may have an interest in sending letters of support or even monetary support, they can send it to SYNC Now at P.O. Box 132, Baldwin, New York, 11510. To talk a little bit about the event, as Stacey said, it is our coming out, if you will. We're launching SYNC Now. But it's also, we're doing a fashion show. It's the first annual By Design 2011 fashion show fundraiser. And I stress the By Design because we are all unique, and it's focusing on sickle cell disease. And as an individual living with sickle cell, it's saying, I am a unique individual, and this is not holding me back. We are going to be silent no longer.
I just want to mention, if you would be so kind as to, when the show is over and when you're done, if you would just write that information on my wall, that would be great, because after the show, many people will visit my wall to get show information or any information. So if you can write that address and that information about where people can donate if they can't be there, ladies, that would be great if you can do that.
Oh, thank you. I'll definitely make sure that we do that. And the organization itself, SYNC Now, or Sickle Cell Youth Network and Connect Now, our mission is to connect and engage those that are impacted by sickle cell disease through the cultivation of a community of young adults. We're really targeting the youth, that age group. I mean, although we're here to support the community as a whole, we're looking to develop self-advocates, individuals living with sickle cell that are young, and really making them self-aware and helping them to spread awareness throughout the community, teaching them how to become advocates for themselves as well as for the community of those individuals living with sickle cell. So through their active involvement, we'll lead in the efforts to establish a support within the community as well as research for the disease to find a cure.
And I just certainly think and again commend both of you on what you're doing. In fact, I do want to mention, as we are having this conversation, we are also live inside the chat room.
Oh.
And Sandy, who is joining us inside the chat room, and she is actually from Nebraska.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got we've got fans and followers all over the place. But Sandy had mentioned inside the chat room that she knows somebody who suffers from sickle cell, and it's actually has been very devastating to that person as well as that their family. So we've got a couple more seconds, and I would like for you, Natasha, and Sandy, if you want to jump in there, talk about the stress that it takes on families, because, you know, no matter what disease a person has, you know, the family, it also becomes involved in it because that person is sick. So talk a little bit about that.
Oh, definitely. I think this is one of the reasons why the organization was formed in actuality. Although I have a wonderful support within my own family, as it relates to support within the community, I found that there was that was an area in which it was lacking. My son goes to a hospital where he's treated, and they treat 600 other, and I just recently found this out. They treat 600 other patients there that have sickle cell disease. But because of the social isolation, the patients don't even know that the other patients exist, really. And I know because of the laws of HIPAA and things of that nature. But if we get community support and get awareness out there in the community, families won't feel like they're dealing with this alone, like they're dealing with this in isolation, only within the confines of their home. But that there are other individuals out there that are suffering just as they are going through their same situation. This year was a very difficult year for my son. As I said, now he's doing well, you know, knock on wood. But this year we dealt with things where, you know, he went into a crisis and he couldn't walk for 2 months after the crisis resolved due to some necrosis of the hip. And you have sicklers or patients that are impacted by sickle cell disease out there that have hip replacements at a very young age because of avascular necrosis to the hip, meaning that the blood supply gets cut off and there become, you know, the hip joint and the bone becomes damaged. You know, and the day in and day out, having your son or your child wake up in the morning and not know what type of day it will be. Yesterday was a great day. This morning, my son may not be able to get up today. My son may be having pain in his back. He may go into an acute chest syndrome, an acute crisis in the chest where he's having difficulty breathing. So every day, as I said, you know, there is that stress level of what will today be like? Will my son be okay? Will my child be okay? Will he have a decent life? I had my son at a very young age, and I was informed of his illness via the lab. They called and they said to me, just wanted to inform you that your child does have sickle cell disease. I, of course, went and picked up every book that I could find to read and educate myself on what this illness was about and what type of life we were going to have. And in the books, they indicate that the child's quality of life or the person's quality of life living with sickle cell is poor. I think at that moment, I dropped the book and I just broke down in tears because I said, here's my precious baby, and you're telling me that his quality of life over the next couple of years is poor, and also that his life expectancy is middle age.
Yeah, that's rough.
He's 17 years old now. Not much has been done over the course of 100 years as it relates to sickle cell. So the community has to come together. We have to put forth awareness out there and, you know, make a difference for these families that are living with individuals with sickle cell disease or for the individuals themselves that are impacted.
Well, and again, that was why when I was contacted and asked to get you ladies on to talk about it, of course, I was more than happy to jump at the chance and the opportunity to have you on to continue that conversation, to continue to educate people, but more importantly, to continue to keep it on the minds of everyone out there. So I commend you and what you do. And I just know that the fashion show is going to be fabulous. I wish I could be there and be a part of it, but I hope you post pictures on Facebook. And please do make sure you post that information on my wall because I know my fans and my viewers, you know, we're all kind of in this together and certainly love to support each other in these different causes, no matter how we can, whether that's financially, whether that's to you know, to take your information and what you're doing and post it on our wall so that we can continue to get that information out. So, Natasha and Stacy, I commend both of you, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I know this isn't going to be the last time that you'll be on, so I look forward to having both of you back again.
Thank you, Victoria. And if I could just say one more thing. I know I've said so much already.
Go right ahead.
The only cure right now for sickle cell disease is a bone marrow transplant. As you know, it's predominantly in the African-American community and then secondary the Hispanic community. Not enough individuals within the African-American community get themselves tested to see if they would be a match, to see if they could be a donor. So I would urge those individuals that are looking to support and put forth awareness that, you know, a simple thing that you can do is get yourself tested. Go to your national bone marrow registry. It's a quick swab of the mouth, and then you're logged into the registry, and you could potentially be. That doesn't say that you're signing up and saying, yes, I'm going to be a donor, but you can at least put your information out there as it relates to, can I be a match for somebody? So I would urge individuals to do that and also find out your status. Get yourself tested. Get to a doctor. Identify whether or not you're a carrier or not of the illness or of the trait.
Great. I certainly agree with you and certainly cannot say it any better. And again, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time to be on. I appreciate it. And just, you know, be encouraged and just keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. And again, that was Natasha and Stacy that were with us for the first half of At Home with Victoria to talk about sickle cell disease, but more importantly, this event, this fashion show that they're having in New York, because they are raising money to continue education, to continue to get the word out there about this disease that affects, I'm going to go back and find those numbers that I actually read to you earlier that just affects just so many, especially African Americans in the U.S. In some cases, 50,000 African Americans are afflicted with the most severe form of sickle cell anemia. So, you know, we've got to continue to talk about this, just like we talk about breast cancer, heart disease, and other diseases within the African American community or just the health community in general. We certainly do need to continue to talk about that. Well, we are going to switch subjects right now, and I had wanted to play a song by Shelley Rand before I bring entertainment co-host Michael Kay on, but somehow I've got this new Skype thing going on. I'm broadcasting live on Skype, so I haven't quite figured that out today, but I will figure it out. But in the meantime, entertainment co-host and producer Michael Kay is with us on the air. MK, how are you?
Hello, Victoria. You don't have to worry about playing Shelley's songs. I'm going to sing the entire album tonight on the show. So, how are you, doll?
I am great. Wasn't that great information that Natasha and Stacy provided? You know, we did a show before on sickle cell.
Yeah, we did, actually. The funny part, not the funny part, piece of interesting information, though, is because so few people are actually tested for sickle cell, so few people are actually diagnosed with sickle cell, therefore leaving sickle cell as being an orphan disease, therefore not getting the federal funding for research, like some of cancer, prostate, breast cancer, and everything like that. So that's the importance of getting tested, is to go ahead and actually have reported cases that would allow the federal government to actually provide funds for research.
Exactly.
So,
Yeah, exactly. No, and that last point that you made was what I think Natasha was trying to say. You know, make sure you go out there and you get yourself tested for it. I am happy, though, that she talked about, you know, her son has good and bad days and that he's 17 years of age. So we certainly do. I know I speak for you and Sandy and all of our crew at Home with Victoria. Certainly do wish him, her son, much success. But speaking of success, so give us the 411. So Shelley Rand comes to town. I see the pictures. I see her beautiful hair. I'm sitting there. I'm all upset because I didn't get a chance to, you didn't pick up your cell phone. I didn't get a chance to have dinner with you guys. So I have to live through the entire experience through your Facebook page. So I'm going to have a drink of water. So you just tell me what happened.
Well, absolutely. My cell phone was on vibrate, and I was having such a good time that I wasn't. It was in my bag, so that's why I didn't get to call until after the point. But no, I met up with Shelley Renner with Hobus Beach on Sunday night. But she was leaving from Tennessee. She had a lot of dates. She was in Westchester, Pennsylvania, Wildwood, New Jersey, Woodbine, Philadelphia at D&B's Dockside Bar for Country on the River. Great crowd there to Sellersville, and then Westminster. They played on Saturday night, the night before. She came to Rehoboth with Drew Stevens, and apparently that was at the Carroll Arts Center, and it was a fantastic show. Shelley had a great time working with Drew and Mike, and then they met Ron Golden, who's Shelley's manager. And I tell you, Vic, I don't know if you saw any of the videos yet, but I posted a video on YouTube about the sound check. This woman is as amazing live as she is on CD. You know how some mm-hmm. people are better on CD than actually
yes.
singing live? This is a 100% matchup. It's so fantastic. She's charismatic. She is so beautiful up close.
Mm-hmm,
it's like
mm-hmm.
looking like a porcelain little doll with the little features and stuff. She's absolutely stunning. Her guy, Howie, is a fantastic guy. Met up with lead guitarist Matt Berry and Charles Hayes on bass. Victoria, just great guitarists, fantastic
mm-hmm,
people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got there, and I'm standing at the grandstand, and Shelley ran phones. And, of course, I picked up her call. I'm just kidding. Anyways.
Right. I'm not mad at you. I'm not jealous. Go ahead. I still love you.
No. So I picked up the phone. Shelley ran, and she says, I'm at the bandstand. I says, well, I'm at the bandstand. Well, she says, I'm backstage underneath the in the basement and stuff. I says, okay. She says, I'm going to be up there in 3 minutes. I said, okay. I'm wearing a black tank top and blue shorts, so no problem. She came up, of course. It was instant friendship. It's always fantastic to meet a Facebook friend. Caught the sound check, and then we all went over to Grotto's Pizza for a little pizza and beer, a little beer party and stuff like that. So we did have about a block of 15, 20, no, it was close to about an hour of good quality time with the band and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
friendships were formed and everything. So, and then she says, well, Ron, the agent said to her, oh, well, how much time do you want to have to get on? She says, or to go on? And she says, well, I need 20 minutes to get ready and stuff. I says, well, do you need your hair done? She says, yeah. I says, well, let's go. So we went downstairs.
I thought that I just absolutely love that because when I was looking at the pictures and for all of you that are new to At Home with Victoria, if you've never listened to the show before, entertainment co-host Michael Kay's background, he has had a incredible career in the beauty industry. He's Michael has worked for Elizabeth Arden, some of the top beauty folks out there that, you know, you name them, this guy knows all of them. So it was very cool when I looked at some of the pictures and saw that you were actually doing her hair. And then the other thing that was funny about that, because if anybody knows Michael Kay, whenever he travels to any event, whether it's an event with me or in the case of Shelley, or an event where any woman is going to be there, he always brings his hair stuff. So I just thought that was so so cute and so very cool that when I looked at the pictures and the video of you doing the hair. And can I just say this? We need to talk to her agent because she needs to be doing the hair commercial seriously.
Oh, absolutely. She's got really good hair. And, you know, she's got a really good curling iron. She's got that heavy hair that kind of doesn't curl really well. But this curling iron, this hairspray, she was determined, and it worked out really well. Yeah, she's got fantastic hair. And I hope. Did you happen to see that video at all? It was a nice little one-on-one. She told me about this story about the woman who had the liver transplant from the 10-year-old boy who died in a car accident, and she asked Shelley to make a song for her because she couldn't wrap her head around why this 10-year-old had to give his life to save hers and stuff. So that level of responsibility in music making is something you don't see every day. And you can just tell that Shelley's heart is pure pure in that way. She's just a fantastic. I was so thrilled to finally meet her, Victoria.
Well, I know. Well, there was a part of me that was a little sad that I wasn't able to make it up there. You know, my childhood best friend came into town, and I hadn't seen her, Savette Jones, just to give her a shout-out. I had not seen her in about 16 years, and we found
yeah.
each other.
No,
on
I
Facebook.
Understand, absolutely.
So she happened to be in town. So there was Of course, a small part of me that I was very sad that I wasn't able to be there to meet Shelley. But then the flip side to that is that I was happy that you were kind of there, but that you kind of got to have her all to yourself, because if anyone also knows Michael Kay, then you know how much he adores Shelley. I mean, Michael just loves Shelley. So the flip side to that is it was very cool that you were there. You were able to get your interviews in. You were able to spend that quality time with her, the band, and also I know the other two Kellys were there as well.
My two Kellys. Yes, fantastic women. So I wasn't totally hogging her the whole time. I mean, they got to talk to her for a minute and a half, so they had their time in. And don't worry, I got you a T-shirt and I got you a picture. So.
Very cool.
Absolutely. But, you know, I will go ahead and make mention that those two Kellys are seriously, Victoria, you have got to. Well, we're going to meet in September for the Drew Stevens concert, and the two Kellys are going to come with us, too. So that's September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We can pick one of those dates.
Slow down. Just pause for a second, because speaking of that, Mike is on the line with us. He's going to join us. And Mike is Drew Stevens' promotions guy. So let's bring him in on the conversation.
Right.
So he can talk a little bit about that. Mike, are you with us?
I am indeed, Victoria. Nice to join you in my MK.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, brother.
Michael K was talking so fast. I'm like, slow down. This is a good time to bring Mike in on the line. So, Mike, first of all, let me just say that Mike did an incredible job, because he was able to get an interview on WBAL-TV in Baltimore with Drew. And also, Michael Kay, I don't know if you had the opportunity to see that, but they all mentioned Shelley's name. So, Mike, kudos to you for getting that interview done, because I have to tell you, I've worked in Baltimore in television news before, and WBAL, as I mentioned you before, is the number one station in Baltimore. So for the mere fact that you were able to get them on that station, that's a big deal, Mike.
You know, none of that would be possible, I might add, without your help. You're being so humble. You're being so humble.
Yeah, but I kind of gave you the information and sort of told you what to do and who to talk to, but literally you had to take that next step and do it. So I was just thrilled when I saw on Facebook that BAL had picked up the interview, and not only that, they were also mentioned, Mike, in a newspaper, one of the papers in Carroll County as well?
That's right. The Carroll County Times actually did a story on both Shelley and Drew together at the Carroll Arts Center. So that was actually a really good story. And the WBAL interview turned out to be really good. Jennifer Franciotti from WBAL did that, and she was extremely nice.
Yeah. So what was the buzz about Shelley and Drew singing together? Because I did see, I heard the song that you posted on Facebook. Was it Bon Jovi?
It was Bon Jovi.
They're Alive. Yeah.
Fabulous.
I was actually out in the lobby of the theater, and I heard Shelley say, "Let's bring up Drew Stevens," and so I rushed back to have a listen. And I'll be honest, I've been listening to music for a long, long time. I've been working with Drew for several years, and I had goosebumps listening to the two of them perform.
Wow!
Absolutely amazing, I might add.
MK, did you get a chance to listen to that video? Did you hear it?
I certainly did. Yeah, it was pretty stunning. But I'm going to backtrack a little bit, Mike. Tell us in a nutshell kind of how you got Drew to Shelley.
Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's what happened was Ron Golden contacted me and asked me if Drew would be interested in performing with Shelley, actually opening up for Shelley on her East Coast tour. And I said, well, heck yeah. And so it went on from there. We set it up. We arranged it. We did the promotions with the lovely news lady's help. And everything went very, very well.
Wow.
And you know, one of these things, and MK, you go ahead and pick up when I'm done with this, but it is amazing that when you think about our show and At Home with Victoria, how, you know, how I love, and it was really Michael Kay that kind of started that thing, which is natural for him to do, but I love how everyone connected with the show or that comes on the show or, you know, that we all help each other out. I just think that is the greatest thing in the world, MK.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I was just going to make mention that Drew is also doing a version of the Gumdrop song for Steve Silverman's Pretty in Los Angeles. So it's one of those things where everybody, plus you have to admit, all of us together really have good taste. Because we all like the same things, you know what I mean? So that also helps, too. I really, I'm looking so forward to seeing Drew, and that's going to be at the Green Turtle in Rehoboth.
I've already marked my calendar for that.
Good.
I am not missing this. I have already marked my calendar for that.
And tell your school friend of 16 years to stay home that weekend.
So that, if you're listening, I hope you heard what Michael Kay just said, but no, I have already marked my calendar for that because, you know, to miss that opportunity to be so close and to have Drew Stevens in the area at the Green Turtle. And speaking of the Green Turtle, MK, did I see a couple of margaritas on some of those pictures? You and the two Kellys looked like you really had a great time.
Well, we were playing a game called KTB, Keep the Buzz. So we would go to a restaurant, have a cocktail, then go to another restaurant and have a little bite to eat, then go to another restaurant, have a little cocktail and stuff. So we were hydrating and eating all day. It was a marathon. We were there very, very early, and it was very, very hot. But, yeah, we had a couple of mango margaritas at Jake's, and then we had at the Green Turtle, we just had a little beer. But the crab pizza at the Green Turtle, I have to say, most fantastic thing I've ever tasted. But
yummy.
Yeah, it was, and a great view, just a great view of the boardwalk. Everybody was having fun. The vibe was really relaxed. It was great. We were right next door to the grandstand, which was lucky because the crowd was packed. The crowd was absolutely packed. Whatever people were doing, they kind of just magnetically came towards the center. There were children dancing on the one side, just random children. They weren't a family, just like this kid and that kid and this stuff like that. So that kind of magic was happening at the same time, you know. So I was really happy to go ahead and see Shelley appeals to all ages from you know, there was 90 to 4 in the audience. So, yeah, she's going to go far. And actually, between you and I would like to tell you both what I stole this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Do tell. It's a good story. This is a good story. When we were at Grotto's Pizza, Ron ran and grabbed Shelley a 5-hour energy drink because she needs that to go on. It's berry-flavored kind of a thing. So we went to the show and then came back to Grotto's just to have a piece of pizza and stuff. And she actually, the waitress didn't take the bottle that she drank from. So I've got that as a memento. And then I also have the original song list that was taped to the floor underneath the drums. So
is
I've
that
got those
what I
two.
Saw on Facebook? Is that
that's
what that
you
is?
Saw on Facebook, yeah.
Ah.
I'm so
yeah,
jealous.
That's better than anything autographed. Those are sincere. That's telling you that I was absolutely there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what? One of these days, and Mike, you will probably agree with me, but one of these days, and it's coming very soon, if not already, you know, if you ever end up putting that baby on eBay, you can get a lot of money for it, right?
Oh, well, you never know. You never. It could just be the down payment on my beach house.
I'll buy it.
$59,000 might call up.
Okay. Done. We can skip eBay.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You can skip eBay. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about, so what else has Drew got planned for the summer? I know his website continues to rock, and I looked at some of his videos on YouTube. In fact, when I looked at the interview on WBAL TV, a bunch of his other videos came up, so I had the chance to kind of sit there and spend some quality time with Drew on YouTube a few days ago. So so what else has he got going on?
Well, he's actually got quite a full calendar, Victoria, but we're slowly adding some things. We've got a secret project going on with Mr. Silverman, which I'm so happy about, should be able to tell a little bit more information here within the next couple weeks or so.
And I know, well, can I just say this? I know that information will go to Victoria Gaither in the show first. Michael Kay, we're hoping.
You don't have to hope. It will be an exclusive.
All right.
There we go. That's what I like to hear, Mike.
To MK and Victoria on At Home with Victoria.
Beautiful.
Well, then we will make sure, because there's a bunch of shows already lined up. So whenever you get ready to release that information, you just let me or MK know, and we will put you in a show that is already scheduled to be on the air. And you know, it was interesting because when I was watching the video of Drew, and then having the opportunity to look at the interview that the Jennifer I did from WBAL TV, you know, and I think I mentioned this to you, Mike, in an email. Drew has really, really grown in terms of his comfort level in front of the camera, too. I mean, he did a great job.
Well, thank you very much. And you know, I have to give him 100% of the credit on that. You know, you're absolutely right. He's from night and day compared to where he was some time ago. But it is, you know, in this industry, it's an absolute must that you've got to have some type of comfort level on the radio, and he also did a radio interview on WTTR in Westminster for the Shelley Rand show as well. But yes, thank you very much. I will pass that along to him.
Yeah, I just thought he really did a great job. Of course, all of us can't be like Michael Kay with that sparkling personality, and we're just on all the time, right?
I'm still striving to be like Mike.
You can all just wish. I want to make a quick mention that we got Nora Mayer, who's Shelley's best friend. She's up in the chat room, as well as Bell 75 and Sandy from Sandy at Sea from Nebraska. But yeah.
Hello. Tell Shelley we love her. And I don't know if Shelley knows that we're actually on the air talking about her tonight. So when you see her or chat with her or text her, tell her for a good 30 minutes, we have been showing her much love on the show tonight.
Yeah, I want to also remind everybody, and this is information that I just got this weekend, but Shelley's new video for I'm All Over That is due to be released on the CMT channel coming up. So watch my page on Facebook. Yeah, it's going to be debuting on there. It's going to be quite fantastic. Plus, did I also tell you, too, that she sang the national anthem Sunday morning at
the O's game?
Yeah, the Baltimore Orioles versus, I think it was Cincinnati.
The
okay.
Cleveland Indians.
So, yeah. The Cleveland Indians. Yeah, I knew it began with a C.
Okay, so I need to say something about that, considering for 4 years I was a broadcaster in Baltimore, and that was my home, and I know all about that. I'm just going to say this. And I'm just going to leave it alone. For her to come to Baltimore and to be at that stadium and to perform, that is huge.
Period. Yeah. Yeah, she was really, really floored by it. We were actually sitting at 1:30. You know how much I absolutely adore sports, Victoria. Anyway, so I'm waiting for because I want to see Shelley on. And my channel was MSAN2, and they didn't show the opening ceremonies, but I think there was NBC and Fox Sports also did it. So you may go ahead and actually type that into your YouTube search bar, and that may come up. So I haven't tried that yet. But, yeah, I heard she did fantastic. The crowd loved her. And actually Baltimore won, didn't they?
They did, 8-3, I believe.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Cool.
I was going to say I wasn't able to actually see that game. Oh, you know what? I just noticed on the board that Sandy has been calling in, because I guess our lovely Sandy from Nebraska has something to say. So, Sandy, don't hang up. Okay, Sandy, it looks like you hung up, sweetie. I did not know that was you on the air. So call back, and I promise you I will bring you on the air. You can chat with the two Michael and Mike and Victoria. You can chat with us. So call back, and we'll have some fun stuff to say, because we still have about 10 minutes left on the air before the show is actually over. But Michael Kay, actually, I don't know if you have done that because you've been a little bit busy, but you're going to be scheduling a couple of shows in the computer system really soon. Do we know what guests you have coming up on a couple of your entertainment shows? You're still working on that.
No, we do. I don't have any hard confirmations, but I do have a new guy coming out of Alabama, a singer songwriter, and just as hot as Drew Stevens. But Drew Stevens is of course hotter. But this kid's really good, and I think he's going to go places. So I have him. I have an actor who is played in a certain NBC series. So that's coming up, and then I have a. Soap opera legend. 25 years on a very popular soap opera. But I just waited to hear the hard confirmation from her. She's got a new book come. Actually, it's out right now.
I think I know.
Don't jinx it.
No, I'm not. I was going to say I'm pretty sure I know who this person is. And if that happens for us, that's going to be big, big, big. But listen, let's go ahead and get. Sandy, our sweet Sandy is on the line, and she's been wanting to talk. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, MK.
Hey, Sandy.
Baby. How are you guys doing? Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Doing well, doll.
How's everybody?
We love you. We love you. So I didn't know.
I love you guys too.
I didn't know that you were there waiting on the line, so I apologize. I kind
of that's okay.
I kind of looked over at the chat. So what do you think about all this Shelley Rand, Drew Stevens, all this good stuff that's been going on for people that have been on our show?
I am so excited for them. You don't even know. I am so excited. That girl is multi talented. So is Drew. I got to tell you, I would love to see a video of that national anthem. I know somebody out there has to have posted one.
Somebody has to have
it,
actually.
Somebody at the game. You know, they had to put it on YouTube or something. We're going to have to look for that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was going to say, I'll try to look for it. Whoever's not busy tonight, I'll certainly try to look for it tonight and post it on the wall. So we'll try to look for it. But listen, everybody, I found something out, MK and Mike and all of our listeners, about Sandy. Sandy was so sweet. You guys know we went through a period of about 3 weeks where pretty much none of us were really on Facebook too much. I think we had friends and family in town, and kind of summer was here, so we were all sort of doing our own thing. And Sandy was a little bit sad. And actually, it was Shannon, our wonderful friend in the UK, who privately emailed me to say Sandy was sad because all of us weren't really on Facebook. So I said, well, call me and let's chit-chat. So I learned something. Everyone about Sandy that I did not know, that she is a photographer and loves to take pictures. So, Sandy, mm-hmm. What are you going to show us some of your work?
Well, actually, this week, I'm doing a horse show this week coming up for my friend Kelly, and she runs the equestrian center here, so I'm going to be doing that and try to get some really gorgeous pictures of the horses. But I've also been doing some projects. Some are secrets, but I just put up a new video on my Facebook today of Steve of Pretty Season 3.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
You guys want to check that out.
You must have upgraded your One New Media account because you had all the fancy scrolling letters. Yeah, cool beans.
Yeah, I was just having a blast with that. That is too much fun. And did you guys like your video I made you?
Yes.
Loved
did you
it.
See it, MK? Wasn't it cute?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I needed more pictures of you, MK. I didn't have that many to steal off your Facebook account.
I like to maintain that sense of mystery.
Sandy, Sandy and Mike, let me say this, because whenever MK is out at events for At Home with Victoria and he's doing his thing, I always have to bug him and tell him, please, can you please take some pictures with the guests? Can you please take some pictures? So MK, it's not me.
You know, I'm
always
one of those people and the last one to do it. We were sitting right there, and I didn't get the things autographed because we were supposed to go out after the show. Then they all came up from backstage. And seriously, it was their last show off of a whole week load of double traveling, all that stuff. I looked in all of their eyes. I was like, you guys just need to go home. Just go home. Don't
sign
anything.
Did you get a lot of pictures with you and Shelley? Did you get a lot of pictures with you and Shelley? Did you get a lot of pictures with you and Shelley?
No, the video, the pictures that I did post on Facebook, actually, I lifted from the video that I did with her. I got nothing.
Well, those were good, though.
Those were really good.
Yeah, they were good.
Great.
I liked them.
Yeah, those were good.
That was a good job.
Those
I love when you were doing her hair.
I know. That was very cool, wasn't it?
I love how Shannon reposted
awesome.
The video today, and she said, chit-chat, hairspray, and MK's bum. because that's pretty much what the video was, really. It was right back.
I love Shannon. She's so sweet. I don't think she made it to stay awake. She really was going to try to stay awake today.
Yeah,
but
she did mention
sure
that she was going to try to stay awake. Well, listen, guys, we are about to be kicked off the air, so don't go
right
there. But, Sandy, we're going to say goodbye to
thank
you first. We love you, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks,
Sandy. Love you guys, too. Check out my video.
Bye,
and
Sandy.
I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for the coat. Thanks for the jacket.
Thanks.
And so that's Sandy who said goodbye. And let's see. So, Michael Kay, you told us about some shows that you're working on, so you'll be back on the air again very soon. And also, Mike, you are actually, I invited Mike to join me for next month's News Crunch segment. So
good.
Mike is going to be on to do the News Crunch, so we'll have to listen to him. I think with this News Crunch, because we're going to be talking about the Rupert Murdoch scandal, MK, and
right.
I think, like, I've been thinking about wanting to do pretty much an hour with that, so I think I'm going to be inviting maybe you and a couple of other people, because normally, you know, we do three two guests, of course, including myself, but I think for that I really want to get a lot of different point of views, and that's such a big scandal that's been going on right now. Of course, Rupert Murdoch and his son James testified today before lawmakers in Britain, so the fallout from that is still going to continue. So I'm still working on that behind the scenes, but I think we're going to have I'd like to have about five or six people on that, because we can spend quite a bit of time on that. And the topic about that, we're just going to focus on the scandal, but more importantly, the issue of journalism, the issue of social media, and the issue have journalists, you know, gone too far. Even in America, a lot of you know, people get paid for their stories. So I think that's something that deserves a lot of conversation. And especially with At Home with Victoria, as I'm a journalist, and, you know, you guys listen to the show and you're part of what I do. So it would be just kind of interesting to see what all of you think about that. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. So we'll be working on that behind the scenes. So, MK, so get ready to basically me throw your hat in the ring for that, to be a part of that show as well.
I'd be flattered. I will tell you honestly, I know the name Rupert Murdoch. I have no idea who he is. So I will certainly have
well,
to read a book.
Well, no. Well, this is, well I know.
Yeah, you know what? I won't.
I know Mike knows a lot, but this is great, because this means that you're not going to come to the conversation with a bias. So your job now is to start reading a little bit, you know, every day and find out what's going on. So by the time we have the show, Mike, don't you think that's good that he really doesn't know?
I do think that's good. Now, I will say this. Google has plenty of information on Mr. Murdoch.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure does.
But unlike you, I will come to the show with a bias.
Gotcha. Hey, listen, that right there is fair. I listen to everybody who comes on News Crunch is welcome to their opinion, their biases, and that, you know, to say what it is that you want. And that's one thing that I really wanted to do with that show was to really, you know, basically to sink our teeth into one big issue that everyone is talking about. Of course, last time it was Casey Anthony. We may not be able to get out of that show and not talk about her, depending on where she is at that time, because, you know, she's kind of not – we really don't know where she is. So I have a feeling we'll probably also talk a little bit about Casey Anthony as well. But listen, Mike Colop, you are a sweetheart. Say hello to your wife, and thank you so much for being with us on the air tonight. I appreciate your time, sir.
No problem, Victoria and MK. Let me just thank you, thank the two of you for all that you do. And I look forward to our chit chat on News Crunch.
Great, we'll see you then.
Thanks, my brother.
Thank you so much. And MK, we will see you on News Crunch as well. So I guess you've got an assignment to do a little bit reading up on that Murdoch scandal and see what you think.
Absolutely, I'll just get my basic facts together and then I will sequester my intelligence.
Yes. And I assure you, if I know you, you will very, really, really have some strong opinions on it. So, listen, doll, thank you so much. It was great chatting with you, and I'm going to see if I can't find Shelley's video. So I love you, and we'll talk to you soon, MK.
You got it. Thanks. Night, everybody. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Good night. And, again, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen tonight.
You have been listening to At Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.